2025 was a pivotal year for prior authorization reform. More than two dozen states passed laws limiting insurers' ability to delay or deny medical services after a doctor has ordered them. From member station KQED in San Francisco, reporter April Demboski explains why criticism of prior authorization reached a fever pitch last year.
Ocean McIntyre has worked as a tattoo artist, a research assistant at NASA, and a private pilot. But not anymore.
A lot of that changed.
She started having vision problems, and it took her health plan a month to authorize a doctor visit. When pressure in her brain started crushing her optic nerve, she had to wait 3 months for permission to see a specialist.
He said to me, if you had been seen earlier, we could have preserved your vision. Now we're just trying to see if we can save any of your vision. And I think that was the first time it really clicked that the life that I had before was over.
After years of tests and surgeries, she can see again, but barely. She's legally blind.
It's like looking through a straw, and what I see is semi-clear in one eye and completely blurry in the other. I fall. I trip on things all the time. Obviously, not flying anymore, not driving a car anymore.
McIntyre's is an extreme case, but far from an isolated one. In a survey, 23% of doctors say they've had a patient hospitalized because of prior authorization delays, and 18% say they've seen patients experience a life-threatening event.
There is nothing that causes physicians' blood pressure to elevate like prior authorization. You just say the word, and doctors bristle.
Rene Bravo is a pediatrician and president of the California Medical Association. He says authorization started as a reasonable mechanism for insurers to control costs, but it ballooned into unreasonable levels of paperwork and second-guessing.
We found that the hassles of the prior authorization system always led the top of the reasons why medical practice was becoming less and less desirable.
Doctors have been fighting for years to address this problem, but something was different about 2025. An unprecedented 31 states passed laws reforming prior authorization, almost all with bipartisan, near-unanimous support. University of Pittsburgh health policy professor Miranda Yaver says there was one pivotal event that changed the conversation, the murder of the UnitedHealth CEO in December 2024. The accused gunman used bullets etched with the words delay and deny.
It was a shocking event.
Tens of thousands of people took to social media to both condemn the violence and to air their grievances about insurance tactics.
They really highlighted for the country this the amount of anger. And I think that that placed pressure on state legislatures.
And on health insurers. Their lobbyists argued prior authorization is a critical tool for keeping healthcare as affordable as possible. But many ultimately struck a conciliatory tone. At a congressional committee hearing in January, the CEO of Blue Shield of California, Paul Markovich, was practically confessional.
Prior authorization process today sucks. We all take accountability for it. We are fixing it by reducing the number of services that are covered, offering an online service, and standardizing electronic submission of data.
Patients like Ocean McIntyre are relieved to see states taking action and insurers responding. She says no one should suffer a heart attack or a cancer relapse or lose their vision because they had to wait for care. For NPR News, I'm April Demboski in San Francisco.